Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Okay, good. And let's see, if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, what do you say you have to do to them when you...
Harness them up.
Let's see, and when you're driving...
Gear them up or harness them up.
If you're driving, what do you hold in your hands?
Lines.
Is it the same if you're plowing?
Yeah.
What if you're riding the horse?
Reins.
Okay, and you put your feet into what when you're riding?
Dirt.
And...
on a saddle.
If something is not right close, you'd say it's just a little...
distant, a little far off.
And if, suppose it's not right close, but it's a long...
long distance.
All right.
Long ways off.
Mm-hmm. And if something is very common and you don't have to look for it, you might say you can find that just about...
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And if you slipped on the ice and fell that way, you'd say you fell...
backward.
And if you fell that way...
forward.
Okay. And, let's see, you may have said this one already. What do you call the trenches that are cut by the plow?
Furrows.
Uh-huh. And if you cut a crop once and then it grew back a second time, you cut it again, what would you call that?
Second crop.
Do you have a name for old, dry, dead grass or hay that would be left on the field?
Stubble.
If it's left over in the spring?
Oh, that'd be old hay or old roughness or something.
Did you ever hear of aftermath or ladder math?
Yeah, but I don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm. I don't know either. How about a crop that hadn't been planted, but it came up anyway?
Volunteer.
Yeah. What things might come up, volunteer?
Well, a lot of stuff.
Just anything?
Well, some things won't stay in the ground. They rot. We've got one volunteer tomato plant come up down there.
Is it got tomatoes on it?
Yeah, I don't know. It has not.
It's spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I have volunteer corn, volunteer peas, volunteer several things.
Potatoes in spring.
Yeah, volunteer heart potatoes.
That does sound like just about everything you need, just coming up by itself.
Well, but now, it don't generally come up to be a good stand.
Uh-huh.
Just smoking by the...
No, go right ahead. No, I like pipe.
I have smoked it once.
No, I like to smell pipe tobacco. I think it smells good. Let's see, if you had wheat, you would say wheat was tied up into a what?
Bundle.
And then you might stack the bundles up into what?
Stack.
Okay. And?
I have to stack it.
Do you know what you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of them?
Stack it.
Yeah. And let's see. We were talking about types of bread a little while ago, but we didn't really get all that discussed. What do you call just bread that's made to rise, made out of flour?
Light bread.
Okay. And how about other things that you might make, not in loaves, that you might make with flour?
Biscuits.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about cornbread and hoe cake. What other kinds of things might you make out of cornmeal?
Well, you can make corn fritter.
What are they?
They're just pancakes. I made out of corn.
I see.
And hush puppies, I don't know nothing about hush puppies, but they make them out of cornbread, I think.
Did you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's just, you make up dodgers that way, and I've seen my mother do it.
Just a little round?
Just like that, and then take it from one hand and lay it in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the oven, or then take it and lay it in the other. Sure, that old oven.